Time now to check in with Jeff Howe. He's brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. At Rockland Federal Credit Union, free means free. Free online banking and debit card, no minimum balance, and no monthly fee. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. Jeff Howe of The Athletic joining us now. Jeff!
What's up?
How you doing?
This bathing suit was a bad choice.
Yeah, not appropriate for today, really.
Or anywhere. Really.
You were just down in the field.
Yes.
And you were, you know, kind of checking out what it's all like weather-wise and with the shade and with the sun and the wind. Tell us about it. What happened?
So it's funny, and it's now a famous thermometer that's right on the wall past where the Chargers walk out from their locker room through the tunnel onto the field.
Yeah.
It's 20 degrees as of a few minutes ago. Taped up there. I mean, like, the tape is clear as day. And like we were talking about, like, they should – one of the Chargers should rip that thing off. But whatever, it's mind games right there. But the other interesting thing that – I don't think people at home realize, unless you're, you know, here and you come to the seats 2 hours before kickoff, is the way the sun rises this time of year, the Chargers warm up in a completely shaded side of Gillette Stadium. Once you cross the 50 to the Patriots warm-up side of the field, it's sunny, it's fairly comfortable, and it's a whole lot easier for, you know, the Patriots to go out there and get their pregame warm-ups in. Honestly, it feels like it's 10 to 15 degrees warmer on the Patriots side of the field. It's just sort of one of those things that maybe it's a coincidence, maybe it isn't, but that's just part of the Patriots' home field advantage this morning.
Jeff, you broke a little news a short time ago about Dietrich Wise. What's going on there?
Yeah, yesterday it sounded pretty good. It sounded like he was good to go. He's got a sprained ankle. It's a low sprain from what I understand, and it looked like he was going to be ready to go. He was the only Patriot on the injury report this week, but this morning's evaluation didn't go as they hoped, and the ankle is not ready to really go. It's just one of those things where if he can convince them that he can go, then maybe there's a chance that he's active. But as of right now, it sounds like the team's leaning toward deactivating him today.
What does it do? Is that something where you have to rely on a guy like Adrian Claiborne? Maybe a little more than than maybe you wanted to.
Yeah, and I think Claiborne's been inactive, a healthy scratch the last 2 weeks, and a lot of that was because he was getting in too much trouble running past the quarterback. You don't have to worry too much about Phillip Rivers taking off and scrambling and hurting you with his legs. So not a terrible situation here. Claiborne has gotten some pressure on the quarterback. He was third on the team in disruptions this season despite only playing 14 games. So he is able to get home a little bit with the pressures and the quarterback hits, the sack numbers way down. But, again, he's a guy who can help. And Derek Rivers, you know, I'm not trying to tell you that Derek Rivers is going to come out and have his welcome to the NFL moment today or anything like that, but he did play well in Week 17. So you get the combination of Claiborne and Rivers, and, you know, we'll see what you get.
We're talking with Jeff Howe of The Athletic. Jeff, we were talking a short time ago about Sony Michel and the impact that he may have on this game. What kind of performance do you expect to see out of the rookie running back today?
You know, I think he's had a good rookie season, probably better than anybody's really given him credit for. But I'm completely, like, in the dark here. I don't know how they want to really use their running backs in this game. I mean, we talked about this is a major story, really, the last month of the season. How much are they really preserving James White for the playoffs? Are they sort of managing Rex Burkhead's miles for the playoffs? Were they really, like, overloading Sony Michel's plate in order to get those guys healthy and rested for the playoffs to not burn them out? So, I mean, or was all of that just a sign of, hey, they really do trust Sony Michel to be a focal point in the ground game, and then you just lean on the other two guys, particularly White in the passing downs? So I think ideally the Patriots play the game on their terms, and Michel gets 12 to 15 carries, and then you kind of just disperse it from there. You don't want to be in a situation where the Chargers are just pinning their ears back and you're down 7 to 10 points and trying to play catch-up and you allow Bosa and Ingram to just attack Tom Brady, and then it becomes, you know, Sony Michel basically becomes a moot point and it's all White and Burkhead.
Steven Anderson was elevated from the practice squad this week. Do you think he has a role in this game today? He's active, and if he does, what would that role be, Jeff?
I can't imagine it would be a big one. But, you know, he's a guy who has NFL experience, so if they do, I mean, just look at, like, now he's basically the de facto Jacob Hollister, who was playing 5 to 10 snaps a game on offense and was mostly a special teams player during the 8 games that he was active. So, look, he's not a big guy. He's not a blocking tight end. So when you have a tight end who is basically a receiver first and a blocker second, and you have Gronk and Dwayne Allen healthy for the game, I mean, how much are you realistically going to trust a guy like Steven Anderson to go out there and split out into the slot or whatever when that would come at the expense of reps for guys like Dorsett or Hogan?
We're talking with Jeff Howe of The Athletic. This morning, Jeff, we had a report from Ian Rappaport about not only the health of Tom Brady, but also about Rob Gronkowski's future as he will once again contemplate retirement. What have you heard about both of those things, both the health of Brady heading into today with the MCL and the future of Gronk?
Yeah, it was interesting because he said it was a sprained MCL for Brady, which, you know, I wasn't able to figure out what the diagnosis was. All I was told was, yeah, it's something. It's just not a major thing. And, you know, wasn't sure if it was going to be one of those situations that it healed on its own in time for the playoffs or was going to need something after the season or whatever, but it was something that, yeah, it was causing him pain. It was just wasn't going to, you know, completely throw off his postseason run. So I think that's an optimistic report. You look at Gronk, I mean, this is the same stuff that we've been talking about for quite a while now. You could basically say for up to a year at this point. When you contemplate retirement after a season, or you know, as in Gronk's case, going toward the end of 2017, that he was going to contemplate retirement last offseason, you don't just go through another season and think, all right, you know, I no longer have to have that internal debate with myself. We knew that Gronk was going to start thinking about his future, and I thought when he was asked about it a couple of weeks ago and was just sort of shoved the conversation to the side and said, oh, I haven't considered that, I thought that was sort of alarming and sort of validated the suspicion that we had that, yeah, he would be considering his future. You look at the season he had. I mean, I don't blame him. I think this is something that we all saw coming.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.